is for me.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
It's all too clear. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
We're bound to do good works because it's who we are. By our new nature. If you are a born-again child of God, you will bear fruits of righteousness. Period. It's not up for debate. It's not up for discussion. You might have times when you might slip, but you won't stay there because you can't stay there because it's not who you are. I mentioned sometimes in Bible study when we kind of bring up this subject, you can take a horse and put a T-bone steak in front of him and he will not eat that thing. He won't touch it. You can dress it up with everything in the world to try to make it palatable for him and he will not eat it because it's not his nature. He's a vegetarian. He was made not to eat it. He was made to be a vegetarian. He was created to be a vegetarian. He has no desire for that piece of meat. And he's not going to... Oh, you can try. You can try. He might stick it in his mouth and then watch me spit it back out. Because it's not his nature. I mean, and the horse don't have any choice in it. It's a horse. Just doing what he created to be. Now, if you want to get a horse to eat a steak, then there's one thing that's got to happen. You need to turn that horse into something else. Turn that horse into a lion, he'll have a strong desire for that piece of meat. You turn that horse into a monkey, he'll have a desire to climb a tree, I guarantee it, or eat a banana or something. Because the nature has to be changed. And the nature that is changed is completely opposite. The new one is completely opposite from the old one. And the new one, what did the old one serve? Ourselves? Our flesh? The devil? Everything that was bad, the old one. It's what the old one had desire to do. I had said in Sunday school a couple weeks ago, and it reminds me of the old me because I was listening to the radio and I heard an old song. And I thought, while I was listening to that song, I said, boy, that hit the nail on the head. That is certainly the old me. And the name of the song was, I Need a Little Time Off for Bad Behavior. And I used to think that way because that's who I was. I was like, man, I've been doing pretty good. I need to go do something bad, you know? I've been doing real good here lately. I've been doing too much good. I need to go do something bad. That's who I was. That is totally opposite of my nature now. When I do something bad, it's nothing but shame and remorse and regret, you know, and repentance. And my desire is to do good. My desire is to do the will of God. My desire is to do righteous things. Well, if you desire to do it because of your nature, and because of the Holy Spirit of God living in on the inside of you, then who's stopping you from doing good works? Should come natural to you. Should absolutely come natural to you without any excuses. If you've got the Holy Spirit inside of you, then you shouldn't have any excuses. Because the same Spirit that lives in each one of us is the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. So if you're not doing good, if you don't have fruits of righteousness, man, I'd be questioning your salvation. Paul said, I'll show you my faith with works. Because the works are a manifestation of our faith. They accompany one another. That's why Paul said, faith without works is what? Dead. Or James, I'm sorry. Because faith and works accompany one another. You won't see the two separate from one another. They go together. So he says, I'll show you my faith with works because they're hand in hand. If you've got faith, you're going to have works. If you don't, you won't. Just plain and simple. You just won't because it's not who you are. I'm going to try to wrap this up. Folks, I don't mind being a slave. I thank God that He purchased me. I thank God that, according to what Paul said, that I was crucified with Christ. That I was buried with Him. And if I've been crucified and buried with Him, then as He is raised, we'll be raised with Him too. But I love my Master. And what's more important is I know my Master loves me. That's the important, that's the most important thing. Not that I loved Him, but that He loved me first. My Master's good. My Master's so good that He gave His life for me. He takes good care of me. I'm going to say this for the people that are listening on the radio. If you feel like you're bound up in sin, and you feel like there's no way out of it, and you feel like, man, I just keep doing this over and over and over again, and the things that I wish to do, I don't do. And I've told myself 1,000 times I'll never do that again, and I keep doing this, and I just don't understand. The thing to understand is you're bound by it. It's sin. And by your nature, you're bound to it. And you're defenseless against it. But Jesus said, come unto me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Got to change the nature. And Christ is the only one that does that. And it's pretty simple. We'll just bow. In church, bow with me. And we'll just all pray together. And if you're listening on the radio, just pray this. It's a simple prayer. Pray, Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. And I know that I'm bound, a slave to sin. And Jesus, I ask you to save me and to purchase me with your precious blood, to baptize me in your Holy Spirit and be my Lord, my Savior, and my Master. And it's in your holy name we ask and we pray. With that, I'll close it out. Pastor, I want to thank you once again for sharing your pulpit with me. Thank you for everybody. Thank you for this opportunity.
You know, I hear it said all the time, I don't believe in God and I'm not a Christian because there's slavery in the Bible. There's slavery in the Bible. Have you ever heard that one before? Well, I guess maybe I reach out into these circles sometimes, but I hear that all the time. I don't believe because there's slavery, and if there's slavery in the Bible, I don't want any part of that. Well, you've missed it. And Pastor Darren summed it up great here in the book of Romans, chapter 6, where it says, "But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." You see, you gotta serve someone in this world. And if you have not let Jesus Christ set you free, you are a slave of sin. Sin owns you. And there's only one way to be set free, and that is to have the Son of God set you free. So you say, "I don't want to become a Christian, and I don't believe in God, or I don't believe in the Bible because there's slavery in the Bible." That's right. There is slavery in the Bible. But worse than that, you're a slave. You can't stop sinning until someone breaks the power of sin in your life. And that's what you need. And that's what Jesus promises, to break the power of sin in your life. And that's what he's done. You're a slave of sin. You can't stop it until, like the man said, someone changes your nature. And that's what he's done. He's changed your nature. He's given you a new nature, his nature. That's the great mystery of the church. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. We read in Galatians 2:20, "It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." He's willing to change your nature. He wants to change your nature. And believe me, you will with joy serve the Lord Jesus Christ, who died in your place and set you free from the bondage that you were into sin. All the writers of the New Testament considered themselves slaves. Read them. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, even his brothers, his older brothers. James, servant, slave of Jesus Christ. Jude, slave of Jesus Christ. Peter, Paul, all of them called themselves slaves to their master. He wants to set you free from your slavery to sin so that you can be a slave of righteousness. We've been following that word his last month, right? Started with the Sermon on the Mount. And that is, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after, they will be filled." And then last week, 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his, and all these things will be added unto you." That comes through him giving you a new nature. And he'll shatter and obliterate the sin nature in you and replace it with Christ in you, the hope of God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do
life
right.
Good morning. You're listening to WMIE Radio. Paul Esposito with you, station manager of this wonderful radio station. Real quick, getting the word out this Thursday morning. Friends, keep in mind, this is day 4 of our scheduled 5-day fundraiser. Lord willing, we're believing that we're going to wrap this up by 5 o'clock tomorrow. We have a remaining balance at the station here of $11,533. So if you'd like to help us raise any portion of that, If you've been waiting toward the end to give us a call, or maybe waiting to get paid, see, you don't need